I'm Summer.
It's Haley.
And this is
Work Life Woo. Woo! Work Life
Woo!
I always try to change it up. Oh, Work Life Wee!
Wee!
God, we are going to be annoying to people. If you're listening to this first thing in the morning, we're so sorry. Happy Wednesday. On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
On Wednesdays, we stink. Mm. And on Wednesdays, we
talk about Summer's psychic reading.
Woo-hoo!
We're going to jump fully into the woo today because we have so much woo-woo happening.
So much woo-woo, juju, dharma, karma.
The lulu is this a lulu. All of it. Summer's it has her caffeine intake happening. She has an IV and it's actually plugged up to like a soda pop machine. And she's being lit by it. Yes.
It's so funny. I do go from zero to the second caffeine hits and I'm like,
you're like, woo!
Welcome back to life.
Okay, well, let's hope we ride that high.
Bring me back to wake me up.
Wake me up inside.
Can't wake up.
Bring me up inside.
Save me.
All right. Nobody wants to hear me sound like Evanescence.
Do you realize I've set up camp?
Yeah, you have.
I even have a shirt.
Set the tone. How many drinks do you have so far?
Four. Yes.
Okay,
four.
So Summer has four drinks. I have one. We have Crystal Book. We have her new pendulum setup that we're going to get into. We've got notebooks. We've got heating pads. We've got sweaters. We've got chips and Stevie. Yep.
Wake me up.
Wake me. We're woke.
Oh, my third eye is freaking.
Oh, gosh.
It's developed. That was me clearing the lashes of my third eye.
Okay. Well, tee us off, third eye. What are we talking about today? Oh, my gosh. Her third eye is going to take over the podcast.
I forget that we are, like, this is audio.
Nobody can see you but me.
I'm blinking my third eye.
She's just banging her head forward.
Oh, I'm just goodness. Banging my head on the wall.
Oh my gosh.
What was the question?
TSA for our episode.
All right.
Yeah, because I'm excited. It's going to be, like I said, you have recently gotten a psychic reading for the first time.
Yes.
And so we want to talk about that. It comes in with the woo or the work and the life of it all too.
I need to channel Lynn.
Yeah, we need to get Lynn in the room. She's here. She actually is here. I'm just kidding.
Can I tell? Okay.
Okay. All right. So go ahead.
Okay.
Tell the friends. Tell the woo crew what's up.
So, that's all I spoke. I saw the light yesterday. I spoke to a psychic for the first time. I'm not going to share her name because maybe she doesn't want me to. During the reading, I get a text from her and I was like, oh, she's sending me like subliminal messages via text.
While she's reading
for
you?
Yes.
What is she sending you?
And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. And I opened the text up and it was the audio of what she was saying. The microphone.
So she is recording.
You think?
Oh, no, never mind. She was accidentally.
It hit the message. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this was your first psychic reading.
This was my first psychic reading and it was really cool.
And it was for your birthday.
It was for my birthday, October 25th.
Yeah, because we record these way ahead of time. So
yes,
this will be a month ahead from now. What do you think in a month, like, what do you think based off, and we'll get into, like, what all the psychic readings said, but, like, in a month from now, based off of what she told you, where do you think it's going to go?
I don't know, because I will say everything that she told me for the most part was, like, long term.
Like, way ahead of time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, and I've never, I guess, like, I'm trying to think. I've never had a psychic reading. I had a lady, I think she is a psychic, but she read my palm one time, but that was it. So, I guess, like, fill everyone in, like, why did you get it? Why?
Well, can I tell you? Yeah. I was thinking about it this morning. Part of me wants to know if she'll schedule, like, a follow-up call with me. Like, a 30-minute or even 15-minute, like, to dive deeper into some of the questions now that I've had time to process.
You think she'll reach out for that? Or do you think – are you saying you want to reach out?
I was thinking about reaching out to her for that.
Yeah. I think
– to, like,
yeah,
streamline all of the things that we – of course, but streamline all the things we've already talked about because it was so much information that I feel like now that I've had time to process all of it, I would like to ask some follow-up questions. And I also think I don't know. I could be wrong about this, but I feel like the more you meet with a psychic, the more they get an idea of, like, who you are and your energy.
Yeah.
And maybe she'll be able to, like, every time we meet after this, we'll be able to read me more clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but, okay, why did you get a psychic reading?
I don't know. And I, like, couldn't sleep days up to it. In all fairness, I very much thought it was going to be, like, this is what you need to do. This mm-hmm. is, like, I'm going to tell you everything you need to do. And it's more about, like, your, like, where you came from and your past lives, which I'm obviously very interested in. And I did ask her, actually, I did not ask her. I had it written down to ask her if I'm on the right path. Mm-hmm. She told me before I even asked.
Mm.
She told me within, like, the first 10 minutes of our call.
And on the right path with what?
Work.
With work, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so for people at home who, like, are skeptical about psychics, what would you say to them?
Grow up. I'm just kidding.
We ain't got time for that.
I think that's fair. I don't mm-hmm. – truthfully, I had some skepticism while I was on the call about just some certain points because, well, she told me I was a Civil War – or she believes me to be a Civil War doctor.
You were. In a past life.
In a past life.
Okay. Gotcha.
And, like, something like that, right? There's no way to prove it. And also, like, that doesn't feel like me at all.
Yeah, that kind of took me off, too. Because yeah. I'm like, you aren't very, like, do you even like to be around blood? Like, don't you get queasy with blood? Or do you not mind it?
I don't really mind it, but I'm not a doctor.
Yeah. Well...
Yeah. But I was.
Wait, didn't she say like a healer or something too?
So she said, okay, so should we just dive in?
Let's dive in. Yeah. Okay.
Let me get my notes.
Okay.
My Da Vinci Code notes.
Mm-hmm.
So let me start. Okay. So first off, these are client notes. And then when she started talking, I was just like, and just started writing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we started with, okay, she said, I'm not a corporate person.
Okay.
That was really interesting. She yeah. said, she said, I'm a creative and I'm very non-corporate.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about this. So she said in the coming year, there is going to be a lot of like new beginnings, letting go and being able to see more clearly.
You did tell me that.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know what that meant.
New beginnings.
Maybe client work or something? I don't yeah. know. Oh, okay. And then she said, don't go into business with a man, which didn't need to even be told
maybe
that.
I feel like that's going to come to fruition or like come to light sooner than later. I don't know why. Like, I feel like an opportunity is going to arise and it's going to be like, oh, that's what she was talking about. And you're going to have like a clear no on it.
Yeah. Yeah. She said, didn't say anything about like partnering with a man. She said, don't accept a male business partner or don't let a man invest in my business.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's interesting.
Mm,
yeah. She said, I'm going to have, or I've had a creative year. She said, I'm receiving validity.
You were in your reading, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's validating what you were thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. She said there will be financial gain and change.
Mm-hmm.
People around me grow quickly. Thought that was
mm-hmm.
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So something, a common trend that kept coming up was photos and photo gallery. And she kept saying that she saw frames of photos behind me.
So what does that mean?
So we kept like talking through it. And then she was like, you're going to have an artist client.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a photographer then? Or, oh.
She kept, like, that was, like, a very clear thing. Mm-hmm. This is why I want to schedule a follow-up call.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, like, a very clear thing that she kept seeing is she kept saying, like, photo gallery, photo frames behind me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And so I kept saying, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because she was telling me, like, I was supposed to know.
Mm-hmm.
Unexpected travel. Kept seeing children around me. I said, well, shoo them off. All right.
What do you, I feel like that could be like family.
Yeah.
Maybe not your own children.
Yeah. She yeah. also did tell me that like Austin and I should adopt.
Oh, see, yeah. there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you knew you wanted that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is where it gets chaotic.
Well, you hear that? That's her flipping through her sticky notes, y'all. Yes, here we go. Buckle in, y'all.
Right, so these don't have
I
backs.
almost want to just like you just tell me what you remember the most, because I feel like those are the parts that are going to resonate with you. Can you do that?
Don't know, Haley. I think it's I think it's because I take in so much information that I've like block it out until I refresh myself.
Yeah, until you can like process it.
So what's coming up the most? I think was something that felt really good and exciting for me was she told me I was on the right path. She told me like I'm on the right path with my business, which was really nice and exciting. She told me that financially it is going to be good and stable, and by the time I'm in my 30s, I'm going to have a successful business.
Woo
Woo woo.
So I want you to talk about the like empath of it all.
Okay, so
And also explain like what that means, because people probably don't know.
being an empath. Well, so basically, I absorb other people's emotions as if they're my own. So if Haley were sad right now, I would feel sad and I would feel like it was my sadness. So like I literally am a sponge, like you say, I'm literally absorbing the things around me.
Yeah, it like consumes you.
It consumes me and it can be dangerous because it's really hard on me emotionally. So if I'm on Facebook, for example, and I'm scrolling and I see animals that need homes or see posts about the hurricane or whatever it is like destruction for me internally. I like can't go on in that moment. And then also, this was actually something she brought up, which I already knew, is she said that I like to be around positive and creative people because I absorb the emotions around me and the people around me, which definitely makes sense for like my work history, my friendships. Like I'm always creative people are my peeps. And then so whenever I asked her about being an empath and I told her I was on my own like spiritual journey right now and I'm trying to figure it all out, and it was like she went out of like psychic mode and went into friend mode and was like, girlfriend, let me tell you. She was like, I mean, I'm making that up obviously, but she basically was like, you are, and let me help you because I'm the exact same way and these are the tools that you need to be able to deal with it and process. And those were like being grounded. She kept bringing up Tai Chi.
That is so weird that you say that, because that was brought up for me when my mom pulled my oracle card.
Really?
Doing Tai Chi.
What?
Doing Tai Chi.
Oh, from your deck? Wow.
The wellness card.
Obviously, we need to do Tai
I
Chi.
guess. That's very interesting, though.
She kept saying, are you sure you don't do Tai Chi? And I
I
was
don't even
like,
know what it is.
no, me either. That's why I guess,
I don't know.
no, Lynn.
Okay, but that will help with your empathy or being an empath.
Yeah,
Okay.
staying grounded. She said meditation. On a side note, I feel like I need to just get a Still Space membership.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it,
Yeah.
and I would be so down.
Because I, me and meditation, I think in terms of like my intuition and intuitive abilities, I think if I keep
You need
meditating,
space for it.
yeah, I think if I keep meditating in the direction that I am, I think I'm going to open up a world of possibilities for myself in terms of like intuition.
Hold on, where's my Oracle deck? I literally pulled a card today, which is funny because it was the card that we pulled for Kelly.
I am expensive.
Yeah, it was the expansion card, but it literally said just like what I think what you just said. Yeah, everything you say and everything you do becomes true for you and is the platform on which you build your life. It says, learn to focus and dance in time with the energy and spread and speed of your desires, and they will arrive easily in surprising and satisfying ways. And it says, wait, where was the part though that said something about like meditation? You're different and therefore become clear about what you like. Okay. Maybe it was in the meditation, but it's telling you to activate your Merkaba. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's these two triangles. And one is your masculine energy and one is your feminine energy. And basically, where did I straight up read this?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What are you putting off because you feel time poor? Do what you love, time will expand and your day will flow. And then it's basically talking about like what you just said. Like mm-hmm. if you can just give yourself time to meditate, mm-hmm. things will happen.
Yeah. Whenever you told me my life path number, mm-hmm. that podcast, what is it again? My life path number?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I can look it up.
It's fine.
Okay.
I listened to a podcast about it, which that podcast was so good. She yeah. does an episode for every life path number. And for mine, she said, I can even manifest time. So, which I feel so hard and I don't know how to explain it, but basically, oh, whenever I feel like I'm running out of time or rushed, I am. Mm-hmm. And whenever I don't feel like I'm running out of time, whenever I tell myself I have plenty of time, I do.
You do.
And I think it's like a personal, mm-hmm. obviously I can't change time, right? That's mm-hmm. not happening, but I think it's a personal feeling and I'm manipulating my feeling yeah. around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mindset. Mm-hmm. You're what we just said, like on the last episode, like you can make your own reality.
Yeah.
However you need to do that. I mean, don't be like WeWork guy.
I mean, honestly, do.
We had this conversation. Do or do not. I don't know. Like, I mean, there is some.
I'm all in.
And like Alex Benai, you know, all of those people who are like, DeLulu is this Lulu, like, for sure, for sure. But you just keep your feet on the ground still.
I think it depends who you are.
And, oh, wait, sorry. Big no. part, though.
No,
go like, ahead. If you're if you're doing it for good.
Right.
If you're doing it for bad things.
Yes.
Like getting rich.
Yes.
And being greedy.
Yes.
Then that's when shit will not work out.
Yep.
And that's not what we need to do. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was like WeWork.
Yeah. The WeWork story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you got a psychic reading for your birthday.
Yeah.
We're back to this now. And so, and it was like how long of a reading?
An hour.
An hour.
It was supposed to be 45 minutes and she did an hour.
Yeah. How did you find her?
Erin.
Yeah.
Pratt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Anyway, a lot of really, like, just a ton of information, but one thing that I don't think I mentioned to you that she kept bringing up is a shaman and shamanism.
What is this?
And she was like, do you know what a shaman is?
Well, yeah. But, okay. Like, what is it for you?
Oh, I don't know.
What is she saying?
I don't know. So, she was like, are you sure you don't have a shaman in your life? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure. And then maybe she said something like, I was a shaman in a past life. I feel like maybe she said that. And then I wrote down shaman somewhere. I'm basically looking at the trends of the things I wrote around each other mm-hmm. to like strong determination. Oh, she said my dad has strong determination. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is literally my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Medical civil war.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, she said I have strong ties to India and India, Japan, and China. Like very strong.
Hmm.
Yeah, talking about past life.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm on the China train right now.
Yeah.
With the I Ching.
Maybe I'm your healer.
Maybe.
I'm just kidding.
All of this stuff started when we became friends, so.
Whenever, that is true. Whenever my mom, I called her afterwards and the therapist, the psychic said that I was born to be a healer for my family, which I feel.
I love that.
Wholeheartedly. And I called my mom and told her, and she was like, pfft.
Oh, goodness. I feel like, I don't want to, like, jump back and forth on topics, but I do feel like I've had this, like, I do feel like the women in my family have a little bit of witchy in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know it.
Aww.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That was random. That just came through for that. But, okay. I don't want to take the focus off of this. Okay, this is what I was going to bring up. So, I think...
Shamanism.
So, for this, you know, you keep saying, and you've said this when you called me yesterday after you had it. So, about all of these random things, and you were, like, doubting almost the validity of it all. And I told you, like, basically this is how it's gone down for me, too. Like, I haven't had a psychic reading, but I've had Reiki done. And a lot of the times when I've had Reiki done, Michelle will, like, say random things. Like, the last time was turtle shells and the Chinese New Year. And I'm like, what is this? And she knows everything about my story. But then you talk about these things and share it with the right people. And I know we talked about this on one of the episodes in the past. When you share it with people and then they can help you translate it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel like that's a lot of what's happening here. Mm-hmm. Like, you're saying, like, you have a lot of random things.
Yes, a lot.
That I feel will come through in the weirdest ways. I'm so excited for you because it will. And I can't wait for you to like get that light bulb moment.
I know.
It's going to be so cool.
Some things that kept coming up for her too was medicine and doctors. And I thought that was really interesting. Bells on the right track. Public corporations, businesses will grow. Oh, business will grow. Avoid negative, angry, and depressed people. I will make other people money. I thought that was cool. Because I do believe that in terms of like putting systems in place. Buying back time.
Yeah.
Very connected to Switzerland and a sportswear company.
I literally can't wait for that to come to fruition.
When that does.
Yeah.
We're going to be like, what the?
It's, I still am saying it's going to be me. I'm going to own my own sportswear brand.
In Switzerland?
Sure. Anywhere in Europe.
Austin was really excited about this. She saw us moving to a dusty, deserty place.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You told me that. Yeah.
She also saw me deeply connected with an academic and educational organization.
That's cool.
She said, my business will be successful because of word of mouth.
So as she's like saying all these things to you, you're just like writing down things. And are you asking her questions?
So it was really interesting because sometimes I wouldn't ask questions. Like a lot of this, she was just telling me. And it wasn't like she was just spurting it all out. It was just like quiet points of the call. And then she would say something. I could hear writing too.
So yeah, she's taking notes while you're – okay.
Which is the reason I want to follow up with her too, because I feel like she has notes on like – I'm interested to know what her side of it all was, you know? I mean, obviously, but you know what I mean.
Did it feel like comfortable or were you – how did it feel? Did you feel like magical? Like no. A magic was in the room?
I felt really confused normal the whole time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then at the end – like afterwards, I also felt really comfortable talking to her too, though. She was very nice and very, like, just, she was really cool. And then, afterwards, I felt like somebody literally drained every bit of energy out of me, which was really interesting.
That's very common.
Yeah.
So when I used to get life alignment done for my friend who reminds me so much of this lady, like could be the same kind of business, and she will one day. Her name's Ellen. She'd always say it might take a day or so, but like, I mean, it's just like when you get a massage, like drink water. You're gonna feel really tired because they're moving energy through you. Or they're like, for her instance, I would think it's pulling things from you. You know,
I think so too. And I think that's probably again why I feel so tired today too, because this was just yesterday.
So then a part of Summer's birthday extravaganza, we went to Barnes & Noble for 15 minutes because it closed in 15 minutes when we got there. But in that 15 minutes, we found some good things. So what did you get?
So I got a Pendulum Magic guidebook, a beginner's guide to Pendulum Magic.
Ooh.
And what did you get?
I got the I Ching Complete Divination Kit. Okay, this is what I was going to tell you. I don't know. How do you pronounce this word?
Divination. Dragons.
Is that how you, is that D word, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, that's how I would say
divination.
Divination.
Okay, so that, I learned the definition of what that means now, and you're gonna love it. Okay, so talking with an oracle, that's what divination is.
Oh.
So it's like consulting with an oracle deck or like a person or like a psychic. So that's like what it's called. When you divine, you listen attentively to hear the question you're asking, then the oracle's answer, followed by your own response to that answer. So it's like you're in the phase now where you're figuring out your own response to that answer. And that's divination. Okay, so yeah, you got a pendulum.
Sorry. And you got I Ching.
Yeah.
And together we're pendulum I Ching.
So what's the pendulum though? Like what are you going to use it for?
I don't know. What do you do with it?
Well, I know what I do with mine, but you, what did you get it for? Because you were just interested?
Yeah. Let's read, what is dowsing? How to douse with a pendulum. Asking questions. Tap yourself in. You may like to start your pendulum swinging forward and backward in what is called a neutral swing so that you can experience a change in direction quite quickly. This is not essential because some people prefer to keep their pendulum still until it gives an answer to a question. Ask the pendulum to show you yes. It should now start swinging in a regular pattern, maybe side to side or maybe in a circle. Ask the pendulum to return to neutral. Okay. Can you explain it to me?
Yeah. So it's different for everyone. And like kind of like what it was saying, I do mine. I don't like to move it. I like to keep it still. And then if it starts to like circle or move up and down, that's my yes. That's my confirmation. If it swings side to side for me, that's a negative. That's a no. And so for you, it could be something totally different though. It could be like diagonal or it could be like making a star, you know?
Yeah.
But you do have the whole key to it is, as with anything, when you're doing anything like energetically, you have to like dip in. So like you couldn't probably just sit here and look at me and expect for it to give you an answer. Like you'd have to be like in a very mindful state.
Yeah.
Yeah. To give like an actual like moment of clarity answer.
Yeah. So on the card, it says yes, maybe, no, wait, rephrase, no, and now.
And yeah. Then, and you can ask it. Yeah. Like it has to be a yes or no kind of
like a magic question. Eight ball.
Yeah. So have you heard of the emotion code?
No.
Okay. So this is how Ellen taught me how to use my pendulum was with the emotion code. And it is, let me like look up the definition before I just like go into it all, because it's really useful and you can do it on people who aren't even with you. You can do it on dogs. So emotion code is designed to help you alleviate physical discomfort, ease emotional wounds, and restore love to relationships. So I'll show you, this is what the chart looks like. And there's like a variation of this.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can use your pendulum to say, you know, there's an actual phrase now that I'm blanking on, but basically, you know, it's does summer have a trapped emotion? Yes or no? And then it'll say yes. Okay. And it'll say, is this emotion in column A or column B? Is this emotion in column A? And then yes or no. And it'll say yes or no. Okay. If it says yes, then you say, okay, is it row one? Yes or no? And it'll be like, no. And then say, okay, is it row two? Yes. Okay. So is it row two? Like, is it anxiety? Yes or no. Is it despair? Yes or no. Is it disgust? You know, and so it'll say, okay, yes, it's anxiety. Okay. So then you take your hand and you put it over your forehead and then you move your hand over your head from the front to the back and say, I release the trapped emotion of anxiety. And you do that three times. And then you ask, you can ask it if it's been cleared. If not, then you do it again. And so then you can say, okay, it's been cleared. Okay, now does summer have any more trapped emotions? Yes. Okay, so is it in column A? Is it in column B? So you can do that until like you feel good.
Wow.
Yeah. And so fun story with this, actually. Nick will talk about this. One time Ellen was over at my house, our house in Bowling Green, and Nick was taking a nap. And she was coming over to teach me how to do this. And we were doing it on him. And
while he was sleeping?
While he was sleeping, yeah. And we actually did it on Stevie too. And when he got up, he goes, and Ellen was still there. He wakes up and he's like walking around. He's like, oh my gosh, the energy in here feels amazing. He was like, I feel amazing. What's going on? And I was like, huh. And that's like his first, he'll literally admit to this. This is his first interaction with all of this stuff, with all of this energy work stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. And he actually felt it. He didn't even know.
I want to do
which
it.
For the record, don't do energy on people that they don't know. You're supposed to get their permission, but it was fine because he's my husband. So yeah,
that's so cool. I have never heard of that.
Yeah, so you have to play around with it with your pendulum.
I didn't know, like, I guess I was unaware of pendulum work.
There's a lot you can use it for. So, but I want to know, so what is the other side of that paper?
So it's a chakra guide. And so I'm wondering if it's like the emotion code, but with your chakras. So you can almost be like, which of my chakras, and I'm just making this up on the spot right now, but I'm almost wondering if it's like, which of my chakras need clearing, and maybe it goes to the,
Do you want to try using yours?
Yeah.
And just see what you feel?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Where'd it go? Oh, it's in your little pouch. So yeah, let's get your pendulum out. She's got like a cute little pocket pendulum.
Have you seen The Water Boy?
No, is that an Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah, and it has. That's who I was talking about. Vicky Valancourt is the witch in The Craft.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, she has magic water that lives in a velvet bag. Oh my gosh, you have – okay, two what? Movies we have to watch, The Waterboy and okay. Jennifer's Body.
I've already seen Jennifer's Body. Nick and I watched it. I told you we were watching it like a month ago. So set the vibe for us here. Tell the people what you have in front of you. All right. Again.
So I'm holding a pendulum.
Pendulum. What color is it?
It's an amethyst, right?
Mm-hmm.
Purple. Very purple. Pretty. Very pretty. We already cleansed
that
it.
Well, I'll ask it when you're done. I have a follow-up question about.
And then, so I have a pendulum. It's an amethyst. And then I have a card in front of me from the kit. And it says, yes, maybe, rephrase, no, wait, now, no.
Okay, so now what I want you to focus on is I want you to ask it to show you what yes would be.
Hmm?
You need to figure out what your yes is going to be.
So I just hold it still?
Mm-hmm. If you want. What are you being called? What are you feeling?
This is crazy, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what would my yes look like?
Mm-hmm. Moving in circles. Say yes again.
Yes. Dude, what is...
What do you feel?
It's going in the direction of yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would my no look like?
Mm-hmm. Side to side. It is going towards the no.
I know. Am I holding it correctly?
Mm-hmm. You can hold it however you feel most comfortable holding it. You don't even have to hold it by the tip. Like, so when I hold mine, sometimes I'll hold it like this. Like, it's whatever you feel comfortable with. I love it. Mine's, I'm telling it to say yes, and it just calmed down. So quiet. Ooh, it's still. What are you asking it? Or what are you telling it to do?
I said to say yes.
Oh, it looks so smooth. Mm. There's a yes, right?
Mm-hmm. I said to say yes.
Mm. And you can also ask it questions like, is my name Summer? And obviously, it'll be like yes or no. So to clarify for the people at home, this is not a Ouija board because it's. I feel like it's sounding like it is right mm-hmm. now. It's not at all. It's literally picking up on our vibration and it's moving based off of the vibe we're giving it. And I'm sure somebody out there who's way more qualified to talk about pendulums can just like explain it way better than that. But that's what my understanding of it is. And so you're like really just like connecting with the crystal that is hanging.
That's mm-hmm. very cool.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the chakra part too.
I know. Hold it over and see if anything happens. And I wonder if you asked it, like, is it my root chakra? Is it my sacral?
let me tee you up.
Get me teed up for some woo.
For an entire conversation that definitely we just lost.
Yeah.
So Haley was sick last week, which was really interesting. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah. So I was going to bring it up because if I don't, I feel like it just is relates to everything and I'm very like want to share with everyone here. But so I have been sick for the last week and I've run like 3 fevers, I think. And I had a very like healing conversation with my mom last weekend. And right after that, I started feeling sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I ran my first fever after that. And then, like, I went a day, I was completely fine. And then I went to therapy, and then I ran my next fever after that. And, you know, we joke because I'm like, it's a little woo-woo thinking, like, maybe it's my literal, like, chakras clearing out the blockage that's been there for 23 years.
Yeah.
But because also, like, the Western medicine side could say, you know, I was traveling and your immune system kind of goes down when you travel. And mm-hmm. although I was drinking immunity boosters and I was so hydrated, I'm not drinking alcohol. All I drink is water, like over drink water and coconut yeah. water. So I tried really hard because I do have a tendency of getting sick whenever I travel. But this just kind of felt way too like something else is going on because no one around me got sick. And so, I just think like, with the conversations I'm having, like because it was because of my book and then like with our podcast and I told Summer, like, I feel like I'm very thankful for this podcast because it's inadvertently, helped me to like heal with my mom a little bit, I mm-hmm. think, because I get to talk with her in like not a direct way, mm-hmm. but she gets to know me without having to sit down and be like, so what is your life like now? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just nice. And she knows, like I said, she knows that I like MGK now, and I've never even talked to her about that. But it's like a thing that she understands. And and then with the acupuncture too, it's all been this like healing process.
Like clearing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said your therapist works with your chakras too, right?
Yeah, she does. She's like, they're all working together. Mm-hmm. Her, Michelle, my acupuncturist, this podcast, like all of our friends, Aaron, like everyone who's on this like spiritual journey with me. So yeah,
it's all so interesting. Well, I don't think it was just like a normal Western medicine sickness because no one else got sick. Mm-hmm. I think that you are like clearing, and like I said in the last recording that got deleted, you're oozing. Mm-hmm. But I do think that like some things come up, and stress causes sickness, you know. Overworking yourself, burnout can cause sickness. So like different emotional things can cause for you to get sick, and mm-hmm. you know, I don't know, I believe it.
Mm-hmm. So we'll leave it at that, but
yeah, but it's very yeah. cool that this podcast has been a healing journey for you and your mom. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And like I said in my text, if anything comes from this, even that in itself is really neat.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, well, grateful for you for doing this with me.
I'm grateful for you too. To set the picture, me and Haley are hovering
over our mics died, so we're hovering over my phone. But so yeah, very woo episode per use, but we hope you guys are having a great week.
Don't live in the 3D.
What does that mean? What does it not mean?
So basically, in the world of this is its own conversation, but basically in the world of manifestation, when you're living and present in the 3D, which the three-dimensional world, my psychic actually talked about this too. She was referring to the 3D as well. It's the three dimension, the world we live on, the non-woo, mm-hmm. the practicality of everything, the mm-hmm. real, quote-unquote, realist. Mm-hmm. It's all of that. Mm-hmm. And getting out of the 3D is getting in tune with your woo and manifesting and lucid dreaming and astral projecting. And I mean, that's of course the more like, and you know, deeper version of it. But basically realizing there's more to life and spirituality than the three-dimensional world that is present in mm-hmm. front of our face. Mm-hmm. So like faith over fear kind of thing, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. in the world of woo.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another interesting thing that I heard today, too, was a comparison of lucid dreaming mm-hmm. and manifesting. And they were saying that, have you ever dreamt, been present in your dream ever?
Well, I think so.
Yeah. Most
like,
of us
I
have.
I feel like we have. When you have, like, very vivid dreams. Like, very vivid dreams. Like, you feel like you're there.
Yes, that you can manipulate what you're doing in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that?
Like making decisions.
Yes. Yeah. Or about to run and jump off of a cliff and mm-hmm. you stop yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's lucid dreaming. Of course, you can, like, become a lucid dreamer and, like, make a thing out of it and all of that mm-hmm. And, like, practice it. But we all just naturally do it mm-hmm. sometimes anyway. Some people are more in tune with it than others. Mm-hmm. I feel like you and I probably are.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically they were relating that to manifestation. And they're like, when you're in your dream, when you have had a lucid dream, are you worried about the decision you're going to make?
No.
You just make it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like in terms of manifesting. Like, mm-hmm. do you get all worked up about how things are going to manifest and how... you know, the things that you want and desire are going to come into fruition and you obsess over it and you're unsure if you're manifesting the right things and all of that. No, you just do it because it's what your, like, gut and your instinct is telling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. So live in the dream.
I see that. Yeah.
Yeah, live in the dreamland, not in the 3D.
Mm-hmm. Yes, do that.
Don't be grounded. No, I'm just kidding.
Stay grounded. Jinx. Okay, well, I feel like I need my, like, Monica side of me. This is, the woo is my Phoebe side. The Monica side, type A side, is, like, I need a strictly work episode next time.
Okay.
So we're gonna, like, hit it hard with some works at a later date. All right, well, thank you so much for listening.
Yay!
As always, happy Work Life Woo Wednesday.
Subscribe on Spotify, comment if you loved it. Follow us on Instagram, Work Life Woo!
Woo! We'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, bye!
Bye!